these leaders continually, whether it's owners, coaches, leadership of the national governing body, U.S. Soccer, whatever the case, they consistently ignored women, ignored horrible, absolutely horrifying stories of a coach, one coach calling a player in to review game film and showing her pornography instead. Another was notorious at the highest levels of women's soccer for berating his players and then asking about their sex lives. These are coaches. These are coaches of a pro league. Another would call in a player and examine the game film and then started to physically abuse her. These things were going on in the name of having women who were once the girl next door playing soccer in their opportunity to have their professional sports experience. So it's truly horrifying.
To your point, are there many of these leaders still in power now?
Thankfully, the leadership of NWSL has changed. Thankfully, the leadership of U.S. Soccer has changed. In the case of U.S. Soccer, it's being run, the president is a woman who actually alleged abuse herself, Cindy Parlow at Cohn, and was a star of the 99 Women's World Cup team. So she knows. So that's good news, I guess. But I wonder how it stops. The power structure, as this report talks about, this starts with youth soccer and verbal abuse of little kids playing soccer. And it just keeps going and going. And then, of course, deals into the reprehensible sexual abuse and sexual assault. And how does it stop? Because the power structure of soccer is such that for that girl who hopes to make an Olympic team, how does she speak out? And parents, I often feel powerless. And again, the sport is just moving the dirty laundry around. A guy gets fired, a coach gets fired, he just moves to another team. So the database system has to be used so that people can find out what someone's done and they have to put neon lights on it. This guy abused someone so that he's never hired again.
Were there more specific recommendations made in this report to try to fix this?
Certainly, they're going to have an ombudsperson that is available for independent reporting, which is good. It's necessary. Someone could call a hotline or email or text and let them know about abuse, whether it be a youth program or a pro league, as we're talking about here. And also that database, Safe Sport. The U.S. Center for Safe Sport has a database. I don't know why U.S. Soccer was not using that. That can pertain to the pro league as well. And now, at the very least, that database will be available. Again, that should be just, you know, the headline on any website. Here's our database of the people who have sexually abused young women. Why that was hidden and not used, that very easy tool in the age of the internet, why that wasn't being used before this is beyond me.